Hey everyone. Welcome back to Digital Poison, your daily dose of real talk about navigating this crazy digital world. I'm your host, Rachel Carter, and today we're diving into something super juicy. Forgiveness. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of baggage? You know, those grudges, those hurts, that stuff from the past that just keeps weighing you down. Yeah, me too. But here's the thing, holding on to all that negativity isn't just bad for your soul, it's actually toxic for your mental and even physical health. It's like drinking digital poison, slowly chipping away at your well-being. So today, we're flipping the script. We're talking about how to cultivate forgiveness, let go of those grudges, and finally lighten that backpack. Trust me, it's way more liberating than you think. Here are 5 key takeaways to get us started. First up, remember that forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened. It's not saying what someone did was okay. Forgiveness is about releasing the anger and resentment you are holding onto, freeing yourself from its grip. Think of it like this. Holding a grudge is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. You're the one suffering. Second, forgiveness isn't always easy, especially when someone truly hurt you. It takes time, patience, and a whole lot of self-compassion. Don't beat yourself up if you're struggling. Just keep taking small steps towards letting go. Remember, even tiny steps forward are still progress. Third, focusing on your own healing is crucial. When we pour all our energy into resentment, we forget to nurture ourselves. So prioritize self-care. Treat yourself with kindness, engage in activities that bring you joy, and surround yourself with positive people who uplift you. Remember, you deserve to be happy and at peace, regardless of what others have done. Fourth, forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting. It's okay to acknowledge the hurt and the impact it had on you, but it's important not to let those memories define you or control your present. Instead, learn from the experience, grow from it, and move forward with wisdom and compassion. And finally, remember that forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It frees you from the chains of anger and resentment, allowing you to step into a lighter, more joyful version of yourself. So why not embrace it? Why not choose happiness over hurt? Think about a time when someone wronged you deeply. Can you imagine what it would feel like to let go of that anger, to release the grip it has on you? Imagine the weight lifting off your shoulders, the freedom you'd experience. That's the power of forgiveness, it sets you free. Imagine Sarah, who's been holding on to resentment towards her ex-best friend ever since they spread rumors about her a few years back. Every time she sees them at a social event, the old hurt flares up again and she can't help but feel bitter and angry. But what if Sarah decided to take a different path? What if she chose forgiveness instead? She could acknowledge the pain that was caused, understand that her friend might have been hurting too, and ultimately let go of the anger that's been weighing her down for so long. Imagine how much lighter she would feel, how much more free she'd be to connect with others authentically. So remember, forgiveness isn't about condoning wrongdoings, it's about freeing yourself from the prison of negativity. It's about choosing happiness over hurt, growth over anger. It's a journey that takes courage and self-compassion, but trust me, the rewards are worth it. Let go of those grudges, embrace forgiveness, and watch your life transform. Start today. You deserve to be happy, free, and light-hearted. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you ever struggled with forgiveness? What strategies have helped you let go of anger and resentment? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, don't forget to subscribe to Digital Poison for your daily dose of real talk about navigating the digital world. Until next time, stay curious, stay connected, and most importantly, stay kind to yourselves.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.